The simple man's way to $1 million. Let's talk about it. Becoming a millionaire is really just a formula. It's a math formula. You know, no different than if you own a business and, you know, you own a chiropractor or a trucking business or you carpenter, you build houses or whatever it is you do to make money, right? Pay bills, wages, or your job. You know, it's just a number. It's a formula. You could say, okay, I earn $50,000 a year. If I saved, in 20 years, I will make $1 million. Everyone's going to have $1 million. The trick is just, storing $1 million. How do you get $1 million stored up? That would be being a millionaire, right? A millionaire could make no money. Millionaire could make a lot of money. I know people that make a lot of money and basically they're a millionaire and it's sad. They should be worth 10 or 20 and they've just blown the money, right? So how does a simple guy become a millionaire? And I don't know. And for everyone's situation is different, but I can tell you how I did it. And none of this is secret. None of this is complicated. It's hard work. It's like you have to be super responsible. You have to give up your weekends. Sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes it's scary. I can just share with you, what I've done. And I've been working on this project now basically for almost 20 years, and which is, if you save, get it, remember what we said, if you save $50,000 a year for 20 years, you got $1 million. I didn't do that. But, what I did was I just, for me, I looked to decide, what is the highest return? What has the lowest entry to barrier? Produces profits, and you don't need any license or, it's fairly certain. And for me, that was real estate. And I had a house. Most people have a house. Owning a house isn't that big a deal. We don't drive around and go, wow, look at that guy. He's so amazing. He owns a house. Nobody does that. And the difference between owning one house and say 15 houses is honestly not that much. It's a super simple business. It's so simple that people have to complicate it. Now, you can make it complicated. You can get into some wacky stuff with real estate. You can get into all kinds of complicated things and become a flipper, and you can wholesale houses, and you could, get into lease agreements and for sale by owner, and you could, all these crazy, crazy things. And I guess they're not crazy if you know what you're doing, but I didn't do any of that, so I can't tell you about that. I didn't do the no money down thing you see on TV, and that stuff is true. There are ways to do that. That's just not what I do, because truth is, I'm not that sophisticated a person. I have a very simple formula, very simple philosophy. I think it'll work for anyone. It's a business model that if I passed away, my wife could keep doing it. My children could inherit it. It could change generations of my family and benefit me. But you know what? I'm gonna be honest. It's dressed in overalls and looks like work, man. And it takes a lot of commitment. And you have to be dedicated to what you do. And the way I did it was super simple. I saved up $15,000. I was 30 years old. And I purchased $75,000 worth of real estate. My first deal was two units, but it was two separate houses side by side. Sometimes I've described this when I talk about a singular house, because the two houses together were $75,000. It was a mother and son, and they were selling them for $75,000 in the years like 2000, 2001, 2002. So they're $75,000, two houses. And I had saved $15,000. That's 20% down. So I got my credit score good. I saved up a 20% down payment. The way that I did that is I lived like I was in prison, super frugal. I cut my own hair. I drink Kool-Aid, and I'm serious on that. I didn't buy anything nice. I don't have fancy watches. I don't make car payments. None of that. My hobbies include jogging, and all I need for that is a pair of shoes and some shorts. And that was it. I didn't do other things. I worked my job. I saved money. I got to $15,000. I kept my credit score clean, which was me, again, being responsible. That's what that is. As soon as I got that to where that was where it's supposed to be, I went and found a property. And this was one of the 10 or 15 I looked at. I put the money down. I now have two houses and two renters. You know, and that money, over 18 years, your 15 grand turns into hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's called compounding. And I saw that, and so I just did that over and over and over and over. Like, that's it. Like, there's rules, I guess, but there's no one for me to, hey, am I allowed to do this? Like, anyone with money can just save up money, look around till you find a decent deal, put down payment down. I would then, I don't pay people to fix it up. The reason I didn't do that is I didn't have the money to pay people to fix it up. What am I going to pay them with? Like, all my money was in the deal. And so I just painted, and then the big things, like, you know, electricity had problems or plumbing. I just crossed those bridges as they came at me. Like, that wasn't a big problem in the beginning. It was just cleaning it up by hand, painting it. Maybe taking the carpet out, putting down an oil, just simple things that I could do as a young man, you know, or I could do it now. Like, I do it much better now than I used to do it then. That was it. That was the extent of my knowledge. Nobody can stop you from doing that. You can just buy the next house that comes open in your neighborhood. And I charged for a profit, and they moved in, and then we finished, and I went back to saving money. And I just kept doing that. And here's the thing. I mean, that's not sophisticated. There's people that did the same thing I'm doing. They did it with apartment buildings. Like, this is how simple this is. Like, my big regret in life is how small I thought. I know people who are like following in my footsteps, but, you know, young guys and wife, kid, you know, they want to be investors in real estate. They're going down that same path I did, and I think that's awesome, and you obviously should go down that path. Don't let anyone tell you not to. And you know, get all this out of your head that the market's too high, prices, I'm waiting for a crash. That's all bullshit. That's all fear talk. Just look for good deals and buy them when you have money. That's it. When do I buy stocks? When I have money. And so I'm just always looking. Why? Because I'm building a family fund. These are never being sold. See what I'm saying? I don't need to time anything. Now, I might time it to raise some cash to do something different. But I mean, don't let the fear. I had a guy tell me, as soon as the market crammed down, he's talking about the housing market, he's going to get involved in real estate. Well, he's being a fool. It may never come down. And his biggest regret is going to be being 40 and never having bought real estate because he thought it was coming down. That could happen to you. Just find deals that are good deals, that cash flow, you're going to make a little money, and you buy them. That was my whole strategy. There's nothing sophisticated. I can't even say the word. And I just did deal after deal. You know, like one house, my goal is always a minimum of one a year. If I'm on fire that year, I get an excellent deal or get lucky, or maybe I save a little more money than I thought. I've done two in a year. And I've also gone 2 years without one. So I've done both sides of that. And I just kept doing it. Never making a lot of money, not being a sophisticated guy, nothing fancy, but just responsible and disciplined, believing in a vision of the idea that I could just, you know, create prosperity through responsibility and ownership. And that's it. That's it. That's it. And in the meantime, all you got to do is not mess it up. Don't make dumb decisions along the way, you know? And I guess in a way, get lucky. Like, you might need to get lucky, but here's my thing with luck. Here's what I believe about luck. You only get lucky if you play. You know, meaning you got to be actively playing the game before the luck comes to you. So, you know, get in the game. And it doesn't need to be complicated. And so my deal was save up a little money, invest it. I was leveraged 5-to-1. You know, you buy a $100,000 house, you're putting 20% down. That's a leverage. I then go and rent the house for, you know, $100 to $200 positive cash flow a month. And then I just go and repeat that. You know, and they, people will say, well, what if something breaks? Fix it. Like, it's no more complicated than that. That's it. Like, that's it. And then you just do it over and over and over. And you got to ask yourself, I'm telling you, what I hear most from people is their spouse. You know? Or, oh, I can't do that. Well, you need to go work a second job. You're going to need to give up some time with family. I do that all the time, man. And you take that money and you put it to work and you stop making excuses and you just do it. And there's a bazillion ways to do it. I just did what was the easiest way that was right in front of me that was guaranteed. Because look, these houses, they don't lose money. A $100,000 house in any economy is valuable. You can sell that to first-time home buyers. You can, if the economy crashes, guess what? Rich people downsize. You get what I'm saying? Like, people downsize. And so this is a product that's always in demand. All you have to do is just not be stupid. That's it. And that comes from education and educating yourself, being, you know, being responsible, taking a chance. Now, if real estate was completely impossible for me, I don't know what your reason would be. Let's say, though, it's completely impossible. Then I would look at something else. There's crowdfunding online type deals. You know, that's not my thing, but they're out there, and I'm sure there's people making money with that. But I would make these, the kind of, what I'm talking about there, this is the guaranteed thing. This isn't with some con artist. This isn't with, like, this is stuff that you have control over. You can look at from your phone or drive by. Like, these are not investments that you don't understand. I'm not talking about sending your money away. I'm talking about you need to have some stuff that you control, you understand. My 16-year-old could run my real estate business. This is how simple it is. You pay rent or move out. Like, there's not a lot more to negotiate. Texas has very friendly landlord laws. And if people don't want to pay, I mean, you can have them out within a couple weeks. The police will be over there telling them to get out. So that's why I did that business. It was everything just made sense. It was easy. And I would say the same. That's one reason I've always invested in stocks. And, you know, you got to be your own guide on that. You know, learn what it is you're doing. But the reason I did that is it was so easy. It's so easy to invest in an index fund. To not do it is just you being just completely stupid. Like, you're just a stupid person. And you say, well, I'm not. No, I'm telling you, it's so simple that you're just willingly choosing not to participate in one of the greatest wealth building schemes in the world history, the public stock market. You know, now if you get a personal advisor. Like, if you're completely freaked out by it, which I don't understand. I mean, index funds are open to now, anyone can invest. You can, there's one called the total stock market. It has all of them. You own equal share in every freaking stock in the world. Now you're not guessing and picking. You're just investing in business, period. And it pays a little dividend. So, you know, if that's it, do it. But to do none of these, to live a life where you take aside no money and you don't participate in any of this while it goes on all around you, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. You know, I told this young kid that if it's going to take you time, say you want to get in the real estate game, but it's going to take you time, let's say you're 15, before you can save, I would just put that in an index fund and just practice the art of saving and investing. Practice that muscle. The reason people don't do it is they don't practice it. You know, I do it every day. Like, every day I practice this muscle, like going jogging every day. I promise you, no matter how bad a shape you're in right now, Matt, no matter how unphysically fit you are, if you get up every single day and do it for an hour, what do you think will happen in 2 years? Do you think you'll be in good shape? Of course you will, right? See what I'm saying? No different than if every single day you practice the piano. Like, I mean, actually sat down, studied, and practiced every single day, 7 days a week, 30 days a month, 52 weeks a year, for year after year. Don't you think you would become better at it? Of course you would. That's how I do real estate. That's how I do investing. That's how I do my business. That's the formula. I mean, not a couple months, not kind of playing around with it, not reading a book on real estate investing, which is fine, but the whole business, like, you don't even need a book. It's this: have good credit, be a reliable, responsible person, find a house that's fairly valued. You don't need a deal, just fairly valued. Put 20% down. Make sure it doesn't need a lot of major repairs. Hire a home inspector. You can hire a professional who will inspect it for you. And if it comes back bad, don't buy it. Buy one that's just reasonable price, reasonable value. You can buy lease forms online, buy a lease, put a renter in it, run a credit check on them, credit check, criminal check. You can do that very easily these days online. You get a copy of their driver's license. They move in. They give you money every month. Your asset goes up in value. Your loan is paid down, and you put money in your pocket. Like, that was the game. Like, that fits on a 3x5 cart. What do you need a book for? That was what I figured out. And now I buy these books. To this day, 20 years later, I'm still buying real estate books. And guess what? Everyone that I learned something from, we could have just put it in a 3x5 cart. Like, we didn't even need to go through the first four chapters. Right? I mean, do we still need chapters on having good credit? Like, isn't information so readily available that you don't have to, if a guy is saying, oh, I want to be involved in, can't we assume he's working on his credit? So most of the things that you need to know in life about running a business, about investing, about marriage, about being a smart person, about becoming a millionaire, literally fit on a 3x5 card. And we could just put these cards in our pocket. And when you go to make a decision, just look down at the card. You know, you just look at the card. And it tells you the wise decision for what it is you're about to do. That's what mentors are for. That's what you do when you seek counsel instead of making financial decisions when you don't know anything. I listen to these shows and people will be getting close to retirement and they're calling in and they're asking questions. And the questions they're asking are so stupid. It's like, how could you possibly be 60 years old and not know that question? It's so important in your life. You've never Googled it? Like, it's right there. Google it. And then if you don't understand it, meet with someone and get the answer. But most things in life, dude, most of the things that you go, man, I'd like to do that, are actually super simple to do. You just don't turn your words into verbs, meaning action. Yeah, I'd like to invest in the stock market. Do you realize how stupid that is? Because you can just do it with the click of your phone. You could do it with $5. You could just open an account with $5. And every day, put $5 in. And guess what happens in 50 years? You have $1 million. $5 a day turns into $1 million in 50 years with you doing nothing, but every day getting up, hitting click, click send, boom. You say, well, that's a long time. Okay, increase the $5. Like, that's it. There's life done. There's how you, there's retirement. Like, those numbers literally apply to every human being on planet Earth. And so you could start with a dollar. You've heard me say this, that people on welfare could do this. They have phones. They have phones. People get free ones. They can open a brokerage account. And every day they wake up of their life, they could just click send and send $1. When you say it like that, it seems stupid. And yet, some of you, because I know I've talked to you, are listening to me right now, and you haven't done that. And yet you can open up 100,000 books that show you that if you did that over long periods of time, you would build wealth. Literally 100,000 books. You can Google it and it tells you, and you still won't do it. That's the same in all this stuff. Building a website, starting a business, right? Getting involved in something new, exercise. Like, this applies to every area of my life. You know, the reason I'm not doing better in my exercise program, because I'm just not doing it. It's not the information's not available. I mean, you could spend the next 10 years Googling how to get fit over 50, right? You could do that. So that's what's holding us back, man. It's so simple. There is no reason you're not taking part in the commerce of America and of the world, the internet, that you don't have a home business, that you're not saving, that you're not making wise decisions. There's simply no reason for you not to be a master of all of those areas. You can just simply Google anything in the world you don't know and they'll explain it to you right there. How to invest in an index fund, how to buy real estate, how to whatever, how to start a business, how to invest in other people's businesses, how to unfollow a podcast. Have a great week.